Numbers, chapter 24. And when Balaam saw that it pleased Yahweh to bless Israel, he did not go, as at the other times, to use magic, but he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel staying according to their tribes, and the Spirit of God came upon him. And he took up his parable, and said, Balaam the son of Beor says, and the special man whose eye was closed says. He says, who hears the words of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down, and having his eyes open. How goodly are your tents, O Jacob, your tabernacles, O Israel. As valleys are they spread forth, as gardens by the riverside, as lign aloes which Yahweh has planted, as cedar trees beside the waters. Water will flow from his buckets, and his seed will be in many waters, and his king will be higher than Agag, and his kingdom will be exalted. God brings him forth out of Egypt, he has as it were the strength of the wild ox, he will eat up the nations his adversaries, and will break their bones in pieces, and strike them through with his arrows. He couched, he lay down as a lion, and as a lioness, who will rouse him up? Blessed be everyone who blesses you, and cursed be everyone who curses you. And Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he struck his hands together, and Balak said to Balaam, I called you to curse my enemies, and, look, you have altogether blessed them these three times. Therefore now you flee to your place, I thought to promote you to great honor, but, look, Yahweh has kept you back from honor. And Balaam said to Balak, didn't I speak also to your messengers whom you sent to me, saying, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I can't go beyond the mouth of Yahweh, to do either good or bad of my own mind, what Yahweh speaks, that I will speak. And now, look, I am going to my people, come, and I will advise you what this people will do to your people in the latter days. And he took up his parable, and said, Balaam the son of Beor says, and the special man whose eye was closed says. He says, who hears words of God, and knows knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down, and having his eyes open. I see him, but not now, I look at him, but not near, there will come forth a star out of Jacob, and a scepter will rise out of Israel, and will strike through the corners of Moab, and the crown of the head of all the sons of tumult. And Edom will be a possession, Seir also will be a possession, who were his enemies, while Israel does valiantly. And out of Jacob will one have dominion, and will destroy the remnant from the city. And he looked on Amalek, and took up his parable, and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end will be to perish forever. And he looked on the Kenite, and took up his parable, and said, strong is your dwelling place, and your nest is set in the rock. Nevertheless Cain will be wasted, until Ashur will carry you away captive. And he took up his parable, and said, alas, who will come in bands out of the north? Those who go out from the coast of Kittim, and they will afflict Ashur, and will afflict Eber, and he also will perish forever. And Balaam rose up, and went and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way.